All right, well, good morning. First of all, I just want to say that we're excited to get the rookies in here this weekend. It's our first chance as coaches to put our hands on them and watch them work with our coaches. We have the obviously the drafted guys and the undrafted guys. And my message last night to the rookies was, you know, I played 14 years and I was an undrafted free agent. So stick to it. Work hard. Show us what you can do here. Great things are going to happen. So we're excited. Looking forward to getting to work with them this weekend. Medical staff is happy where he's at, but at the same time, we're not putting any kind of timetable on him. We're going to do right by him and make sure he's 100% before we stick him out there on the field.
Can you give us a health update on Bo Allen and Ryan Matthews at this point, where they stand health-wise?
Again, both of those guys are doing well. Again, no timetable on either one of them. We want to make sure, again, that they're both 100% and fully operational before we stick them back out there, but both of them are doing well and on schedule.
Where do you see Barnett among the defensive ends? Is he at the bottom and having to work his way up? Where does he
come from? Yeah, right now it's just a matter of getting him out there and seeing which side he's comfortable on. We want to work him on both sides of the defensive front, right and left. And right now it's just rookie camp, so it's kind of hard until we get him in here with the veterans and really, get him working with our guys, with the guys that we have. So it's a matter of him just picking up the system right now. It's a long time before we play football games, and we got some time to make those decisions.
When we talked to you after day two of the draft, you said you're hoping for a three-down back to add. Is it fair to say that you don't have that yet? And so how do you move forward given the current construction of the running back group?
Well, what's fair to say is I'm pleased with who the guys that we do have and the guys that we're working with currently. We're constantly looking and obviously trying to bolster our roster at every position, running back included. But I'm excited with the guys we have. And Wendell's coming off of his injury last year. He's looking really good right now in the spring drills. And we got Sproles. And Byron Marshall's a guy that we've been kind of cross-training as a receiver and a running back. And he's been looking really good. And now Donnell is here and Corey's here. So we had a chance to work some guys in there. But pleased with where we're at, excited with where we're at and the direction we're headed at that position.
With Byron, how about Donnell? Now that he's in here, do you have a plan on how you want to use him in your offense?
Yeah, again, it's with any of these rookies right now. We just want to see how well they understand and pick up our terminology over the weekend. I do want to expand, I think, and see some of the things that he can do as a receiver, as a guy that we can move in and out of the backfield. We know what he can do in the backfield. Much like Darren Sproles, in a way that we can utilize him as a receiver at times. So we're just going to see where it goes with him, but excited to work with him this weekend and just get him caught up and going with not only this group but next week as well.
Doug, what do you like about Clement before you guys? What put him on your guys' radar?
Well, obviously, he's a bigger back. He's physical. He's a guy that we know, obviously, being from the area, and it's exciting to get guys like that in here who you kind of have a little history with, and I kind of have the same history with one of the safeties out there right now, with Weston Steelhammer, who is a guy that I knew when I coached high school ball. He grew up with my son, so it's great to have that those connections, to know these guys, and then to get him in here, to get him going, and get him working just to see where he's at, but someone that could hopefully potentially fill and create some good competition at that spot.
So how did you know? We know about him personally. You said you guys had him in here for the one of the local tryouts, or because he was a local guy, or
Corey?
Yeah.
No, we just some of our personnel. We just know him on a personal level. You just know guys and know kids . And just having an opportunity to get these guys in our camp, whether they're drafted or not, I mean, it's a great relationship to have.
So what do you mean specifically is someone else on the personnel? Did you have a draftable grade on him, or was he like?
We did. I mean, and the thing is, there's such a deep draft with running backs, we had a draftable grade on him, and somebody that, as the draft winds down, you look for guys that. Either slip through the cracks or guys that have potential and opportunities. And he's one of the guys that we felt given the chance, get him in here and get him working.
What do you see for Mac Hollins and Sheldon Gibson?
Well, again, two young guys that we got to get them in, get them working, get them going. You know, obviously as a there's a long line of receivers now at that position. And you know, one thing that both Mac and Shelton, and Mac in particular, is his special teams value. The fact that he's played some special teams is in college is beneficial for him. You know, we just got to, as fast as we can, with the limited amount of time that we have in the offseason, get these guys caught up and just, again, create that competition, that depth, the drive at that position to see where these guys are going to fall out.
When you look at the at your rookie class, and obviously, you know, there's a long way until the season starts, but it, like, in the back of your mind, you kind of like say, well, you know, we're going to need some of these guys to contribute right away. I mean, are there guys that you think will probably have to, you know, make that kind of catch?
You know, it's hard to pinpoint that at this point in the off season because it is so early. We're only 4 weeks into our own off season, and we haven't really started OTA. Anything is possible, you know, in this league. And you know, I just look back a year ago with five of our draft picks having to play. You know, obviously, I guess you could maybe take Carson out of it, but four of the guys ended up playing and having starting roles for us. So, you know, you never know what's going to happen. Obviously, we continue to create competition and depth at the positions and see where this thing ends up as we get into training camp.
In these past 2 weeks, it's been phase two. You've been on the field with these guys. What has Alshon showed you in person that you couldn't see on film?
Well, number one, his attitude, the way he's come in here and really just embraced it and done everything we've asked him to do. And he's competed at a high level. What I mean by that is, even though we're not competing against the defense, he's competing in his individual drills. He's wanting to get better. He's taking the coaching from Coach Groh, who he knows, and he's showing really, I think, a little bit of the veteran experience and presence out there on the field. So he's exciting to watch. He's a big target, obviously, and we just got to get him and Carson, you know, continuing to stay on the same page as we go throughout the whole offseason. Listen, Brandon. Yeah, Brandon. Listen, Brandon. I love Brandon, and obviously, he and I have got a great relationship. He's been here, you know, and as you guys know, this is a voluntary off-season program, so a lot of this is out of my hands. You know, he's a guy that valuable to the football team, and I'm not worried about him at all.
Have you spoken to him? And do you expect him to be here May 23rd?
He and I have had conversation and as I do with a lot of the players. Again, the expectation is, would I like him here? Yeah. Voluntary, I got it. You know, and that's the hardest part as a coach is when you're on working on that type of a schedule, it's hard. At the same time, he's a guy that, veteran player, understands his role, understands his assignment, and expect big things from him this season.
You guys take new kids to the right side?
Brandon?
Yeah.
At this point, again, it's going to be up to Jim and the defensive, you know, with Chris Wilson and seeing where everything kind of fits and how everything kind of falls out through not only OTAs but through training camp to see that rotation at the D-line.
Looking at the depth chart, it seems like
receivers that you guys have with the draft and with the free agents, how creative do you guys need to get, in your opinion, on offense to try to get everyone touches, get everyone in the game, and you know, keep the ball moving and everyone satisfied?
Well, it's hard. It's hard to do. You know, you got one football, and there's five skill positions to get the ball to, and there's a lot of combinations to do that. So as we go and we really understand our personnel in year two as a coaching staff on offense, I think we'll come up with creative and unique ways to get guys the ball. It doesn't always have to be in the passing game. So we're going to continue to explore that, obviously, now that we got this new influx of young players who have that ability, obviously, to touch the football. We're just going to continue to find ways to do that.
Looking at the depth chart, obviously, Rasul Douglas might have a chance to play a big role early. What do you need to see from him this weekend and in the OTAs to have that confidence in?
Well, I think the biggest thing with him, again, is just picking up the terminology in the scheme. We know what he can do on the football field. He's long. He's aggressive. Great ball skills. We know that part about him. So it's just a matter of, you know, just transitioning over and understanding, you know, the defensive terminology. And listen, guys that come in like that, I mean, you know, guys that you can plug in and get a lot of reps early. This is a beneficial camp for him because it's just him and the coaches for 3 days. So this will be a great learning curve and a great process for him going forward. Okay. Thanks, guys.